Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Welcome to this segment of our Bible study, and we are looking at the Blessed Hope. Remember, all these presentations are anchored on the everlasting gospel, the everlasting good news. There is the Blessed Hope. The Blessed Hope of the coming of Christ. The Blessed Hope that is part of the everlasting gospel. But before we proceed, let us ask God to lead us into these discussions, to lead us into His Word, and to shed light upon our minds so we may understand. Let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, we thank You, Father, once again, for allowing us to study Your Word and to seek Your face. We pray that Your light may be shed onto our feet and onto our path so we may know what to do. And at the end of the day, that Your presence may abide with us and give us that peace that surpasses all understanding. Thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Welcome once again. My name is Jimmy Dube, and we are going to continue our Bible study. And this time we are looking at the Blessed Hope. The Blessed Hope is still under the theme, the everlasting good news, the good news that is everlasting. We are going to open this study by looking at Second Peter chapter 3, and we are going to read verse 8. It says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversations and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the Lord? Wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for the new heavens and the new earth, wherein dwell righteousness." We, in our previous presentations, talked about the ownership of God of this earth. I mean, by God of this earth. The Bible says, God does not desire that anybody should be lost. God does not desire that anybody should be lost. I gave an example of a man who owns a house and gives an estate agent to rent it out to somebody else. The owner of the house comes back one day to the estate agent and says, "Okay, I want to renovate my house. I love my tenant so much. My tenant has been very faithful. What I need to do is to move my tenant to some other place while I renovate or demolish this house and rebuild it. I want to change this configuration of this house." What a landlord that would say, "I don't want my tenant to be troubled. I want my tenant to be secured somewhere else while I renovate my house." You would see how loving that landlord is. God is like a landlord. He is saying to us, "The earth is mine. I want to create a new heaven and a new earth. What I will do, I will take you where I am, so that when I create this new heaven and the new earth, you are going to be in safety. But my plan is to create a new heaven and a new earth." Let's go to John 14. Let's go to the book of John, chapter 14. obviously the tenant would be a bit worried about, hey, what's going on? But the landlord is saying, don't you worry. Don't you worry. Don't let not your heart be troubled. John 14 verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare for you a place. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way you know. This is very interesting. God says, on one hand, I want to create a new heaven and a new earth. I want to demolish this house and create a new one. And then in his love, he says, please, as tenants of this earth, do not be troubled. Just believe in God and believe also in me. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you to be with me where I am. Now, if we look at Matthew chapter 5, for example, you see that God promises the people that they shall inherit the earth. Which earth is that? The new heaven and the new earth. Now, God is giving us an opportunity, a chance, where he says, do not be troubled. That is again some good news. We need not to be troubled. We need to listen to the owner of the house to say, what do you want to do with the house? The key question is the ownership of this property called the earth. The ownership is where the key is. If only we can accept that God is the owner of this earth, we would not have a problem when he says, I want to create a new earth. We would not have a problem at all, because we know that it belongs to him. It's like a tenant who is renting a house. He will not have a problem as long as he knows who the landlord is. But once you forget who the landlord is, you are going to start doing onto that house as you please, because you don't know who owns that property. When we look at Revelation chapter 22, we get the emphasis of the second coming, which is the blessed hope. We get the same emphasis in three verses, which means there is an emphasis on there. Revelation 22, verse 7 says, behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And then we go to verses 12. Same story. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me. Remember the judgment seat, the judgment process we talked about in one of the presentations, where it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10, for we all must appear before the judgment seat of God, and everyone be given a reward according to what he or she has done, whether it be good and whether it be bad. In other words, Christ is confirming that he is coming quickly. And another verse, same thing. Verse 20. He which testifieth say these things, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus. With these trials and tribulations, with all that is happening, I am sure many of us are tired of the earth that we have at the moment. There is hope for this planet, earth. There is hope as long as we listen to the owner, the one who claims ownership, the one who says, I own this earth because I created it. As long as we don't forget who owns this earth, we are not going to lose focus. But if we forget who the owner of this earth is, we are going to have a problem dealing with some of the issues that God is saying he's going to do For example, when he says, I'm going to create a new heaven and a new earth, we will not understand, because we'll say, why is he interfering with our lives? But let us read Titus chapter 2, verses 11 to 14, and hear what the Bible says. Verses 11 says, Titus 2, verse 11 to 14, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all our iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous for good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. This is a message coming from the owner of this planet. He is saying to us, he gave himself for us to purify unto himself a peculiar people, as that is zealous for good works. In other words, we cannot by our works make ourselves or purify ourselves before God. We cannot on our own merit represent ourselves before God. God has given us a way, as in the form of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Now, this is why understanding the ownership of this earth is very, very important. As we worship God, let us not just worship God because he says we should worship him. Let us have a full understanding as to why we worship him. He says, because I created the heaven and earth. God is standing and waiting for those people that are going to recognize that he is worthy of being worshipped because he has created the heaven and earth. Let us look at Revelation 21, and we're going to read verses 1 to 3. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And it carries on to say, for behold, I make all things new. Behold, I make all things new. We would not have a problem as long as we understand that he is the owner. Now, God is sending his message. In quite a number of verses in Revelation, he says, let him who has an ear hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, God has given us his word to be spread to every nation, kindred, and tongue, so that people would be informed, and people may be reformed, and people may be transformed by this word of God that he has given us. The word of God will inform us, will reform us, and will transform us. As we close this session, we pray that if ever there is anyone with a question, please do not hesitate to WhatsApp. Send a WhatsApp message on +27 8326924 72, and may we ask and thank the Lord for this time. We thank you, God, for what you have done. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your word that is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. Continue to open our eyes to understanding your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless as we continue to search his word. Amen.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067 0891-729-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.